بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما من يوم أكثر من أن يعتق الله فيه عبدا من النار من يوم عرفة رواه مسلم عائشة رضي الله عنها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said there is no day on which Allah Ta'ala frees more servants from Jahannam than the day of Arafah. There is no day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees more servants from hellfire, from Jahannam, than the day of Arafah. So the day of Arafah is a very special day during the days of Hajj. We're doing the Kitab and Hajj. So that's why Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this hadith in this chapter to show the importance of the day of Arafah. The day of Arafah is that day when Allah ta'ala's mercy descends. It descends on all the people, not only the Hujjaj, but all the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, the Hujjaj on that particular day, they are in supplication, they are in Arafat, and they are begging Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, making Tawbah, Istighfar. So Allah Ta'ala's special mercy descends in torrents on that day. And Allah Ta'ala even boasts about His servants to the angels. And Allah Ta'ala forgives people more than He does on any other occasion. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال عمرة في رمضان تعدل حجة أو قال حجة معي متفق عليه. We did already the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم about Umrah, one Umrah to another Umrah, then in between all the minor sins are forgiven. So in other words, if somebody made Umrah last year, then he makes Umrah this year. So the entire year, whatever minor sins he committed, Allah Ta'ala forgives him by performing the second Umrah. All his minor sins between the two Umrahs are forgiven. This hadith narrated by Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, in which he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that an Umrah performed in the month of Ramadan, Umrah performed in the month of Ramadan is equivalent to Hajj, or Hajj with me. In other words, the Hajj with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, the virtues is much greater now. So this hadith shows the great virtue of performing Umrah in the month of Ramadan. Of course, you can perform Umrah in any other month. But specifically, in the month of Ramadan, in this hadith, it's as though you made Hajj with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the benefit of Umrah in Ramadan compared to other months is that a person is now combining two great acts of worship. One is he's fasting in the month of Ramadan, the barakah of Ramadan, and then he's making the Umrah. Therefore, the reward is very, very tremendous. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.